gentlemen, donut cravers and sprinkle lovers. My name is Faith, and with me is my donut dad.
Hello there.
We'll be your host for the episode. We are honored and grateful that you have joined us at our table. Here at the Game Table Podcast, we take a look at various board, card, and other tabletop games. We give an overview, provide a little insight on how to play, and share some of our thoughts on in an attempt to give you the idea of how well it fit for you and your table. Today, we'll be looking at Donut Shop, designed by Jeffrey D. Allers, artwork created by James Churchill and Nick John Whittle, and published by 25th Century Games.
Donut Shop is a 2-4 player tile placement and set collection game where it's all about earning the most tips. But to have the most tips, you need to make sure you're both displaying your donuts in a beautiful, easy to understand way, and you also want to make sure that you have the right donuts in stock for customer demand. This is a business after all, so you'll want to make sure and emphasize coffee and sprinkles to the right customers as well to get that extra sweet catch. Does this game line up like we expected, or does it grow stale overnight? Join us at the kids' table to find out as we discuss. Well, Faith, it has been a while since we've gotten to do this. Are you excited?
Yes.
Are y'all hyped up on sugar?
No, because we don't have sugar.
True, we didn't have any sugar tonight. That's okay, because this game is all about sugary donuts. And I am curious, Faith, do you have a favorite flavored donut?
The little donut holes.
You like the donut holes?
Uh-huh.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah,
I like those a lot.
I like them.
I think for me, my favorite, so we have a local bakery here in Nashville called Five Daughters Bakery.
Really?
Yeah. So remember, we had those donuts for Mom and Dad's birthday last year. It was a long time ago.
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's okay. Anyways, so they make all kinds of really good 100-layer donuts.
100-layered?
Yeah,
what is that like?
It means they're super de-duper fluffy.
Like, as big as a board game?
Not that big, but they're pretty big. They're as big as my mouth, for sure.
Okay. You have a pretty big mouth.
I do. You're right. So they have a particular donut that has sugar on it, and then it has a maple glaze, and then they top it with bacon, and they call it the King Kong donut. It is so delicious. I love it.
Yeah.
You don't think you'd like bacon on a donut?
Yeah.
I was a little hesitant at first, but someone got it for me. It's also got cream on the inside, so it's even better. And it was very good. I very much enjoy it.
I still think that if they took the bacon off, I would enjoy it.
I don't doubt that.
I don't like bacon on anything.
That's true. All right, well.
Except for salad.
That's true. You do like it on Caesar salad. You can have your donut holes, and I'll have my King Kong, and we'll both be happy. I think that sounds like a good idea.
But our customers aren't going to be happy if we don't start selling these donuts.
That's so true. All right, well, let me tell all the listeners how to play, and then we'll talk about it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
But hurry, the customers are getting impatient.
All right, so let's talk about how to play. In Donut Shop, each player starts with one donut order card and one donut tile. Each donut tile holds 4 donuts on it. In the middle of the table is a cross-shaped tile that houses a multitude of donuts already on it. In the middle of the players, in the middle of the table, is a cross-shaped tile that already has multiple donuts on it. On a turn, a player does 4 things. First, they add their donut tile to the display case. That's that cross-shaped middle piece that I was telling you about. Then you immediately score for donut placement. The way that works is you line up one flavor of the 5 flavors, and however many are connected orthogonally, which is up and down or side to side, you add up that number, and then you multiply that by 5 cents. So if I have 6, let's say I have 1, 2, 3 up and down, and then more going to the left, then I would add all that up and I would get 30 cents. Next, I have an optional choice. If I have the ability to, I might box up some of the donuts in the display case. The way that works is I have to have donut cards, the order cards. They act as my customer demand. They'll have different flavored donuts on them. Additionally, some will demand sprinkles, which will give you additional money. And some will want coffee with their donuts. If you play multiple coffee cards together, you also get a bonus amount of money, depending on how many coffee cards that you play. So let's say I have a blue raspberry donut and I've got a chocolate donut. If I can take one of the box shapes and cover only chocolate and blue raspberry donuts, I will turn those cards face up. I'll take that size box, I'll cover it up, and I'll collect money for the box value, as well as any sprinkle or coffee bonuses that I might be able to claim. Once I'm done boxing, I then finish up my turn by drawing a new donut tile and a new order card. Sometimes you're not gonna be able to box, so that is how you are able to collect multiple order cards. You'll always only have one donut tile in front of you. Additionally, when you are drawing your donut tile and order card, there are some face-up options, and there is the option to draw randomly. From one stack, whether it be the order cards or the donut tiles, you'll pick one of the face-up pieces. Then from the other one, you'll draw randomly. Turns continue until the cards and tiles run out, and then whoever has the most money wins the game. Let's head back over to the table and discuss. So, Faith.
Yes?
This is a relatively simple game to learn, right?
Yeah.
What are some of your thoughts about it? Do you enjoy this game? Do you not like this game? Do you like the idea of donuts and placing them in the donut bin? Like, what's your feelings on this game?
I actually really like it.
Okay.
I think that donuts were a great choice for especially kids.
Yeah, that's true.
Because all kids like sugar, unless they're allergic.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah. Also, one of the really big things that I like about this game is the matching up.
Matching up what?
Matching up the little donut tiles and being able to process through the orders in your head and being able to box.
Okay, so you really like a lot of different aspects to this game.
Mm-hmm.
I think, Faith, you and I were talking before about how there's so many different choices when it comes to figuring out where you want to place your donut tile.
Yes, you do have a lot of choices. One of the choices, a lot of the choices usually have to do with like the board. Like, say you have like half a big board, and you're trying to place a piece somewhere and you have no idea where to put it. And there's boxes all over the place, like almost covering the board. You don't know where to put your piece. That is the part when the brain part comes in. And that's what I really like about matching the tiles in.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Because we're all sharing the same board. And sometimes you're trying to work on building up a certain area of donuts in the display case so you can box them up. But then somebody else comes along and boxes them up with a different set of cards.
That happened tonight.
Yeah, it did.
When I was trying to box something, and then my sister Joy, she just went and just got it.
She jumped in front of you.
Yeah.
But it makes that tile placement really important because you get to score immediately for the donuts that you line up. But you also want to make sure that you're building the board in a way that works in your favor to satisfy customers with the different boxes, too.
It's really good that you get to score points immediately because that gives you multiple opportunities to score different ways.
True. So we like finding out the different combinations of ways to make the donuts work for us in the display case. Do you like the boxing mechanic, or does it get intimidating trying to figure out a way to put the right combination together?
It's really hard. Because I remember tonight when we were playing the game, when what happened was I was trying to box up the thing and then it just I need one more blue card. And then none blue cards showed up and I had no idea. I couldn't even get it. And then Joy swooped in and got it.
Yeah, that's true. So I want to ask you about that. So I kind of feel like there is some luck aspects in this game. And sometimes you don't necessarily get what you want. Does that bother you at all in this game?
No, I think that it's still a lot of fun, even if you don't get what you want.
Okay, very cool. What about, so there's, you can play this game at 2, 3, or 4 players. And tonight we really saw how 4 players makes the board really hard to get those boxes out.
4 players, if you try to put a big box down, you cover up like, oh, I don't know. Say the almost the whole board was filled up and you put a big box down, that would overlap.
Yeah, and it's like there's a lot more people putting down boxes, right?
Yeah.
Do you like it better when there's less players or more players?
Less players.
Less players? Why is that?
Because when you and I just played, it was actually much better.
Okay, because there's more room?
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. What about, are there things about this game that you don't like?
So while I do like the randomness during the game, and I also like the different ways the players can affect the board, I wish that I could end my turn a bit differently. It feels like I'm taking a chance, just drawing something random, and it makes it harder to feel like I'm putting a plan together. I wish I could do a bit of more of that instead of just seeing what I draw.
That makes a lot of sense. So, yeah, so at the end of your turn, you know, you're drawing one face up and one face down. I see your point there. I mean, you definitely, it doesn't feel great when you draw something face up and then the thing you draw face down doesn't work with it at all. But I do think that's part of the game.
Yeah.
So, but I totally get it. I think for me, so this game is rated for 8+ as far as age. I like the game a lot. I do feel like towards the end of the game, it overstays its welcome just a little bit. Obviously, the boxing does make the board a little bit harder to navigate, but I do kind of feel like, okay, we've done it. We've done it over and over and over again, and I kind of feel like I'm doing the same thing where I'm just putting down donuts and I'm trying to box it, and when I can't, I'm just collecting a card and moving on. I think for kids, it's really good, but as an adult, I don't know, like I almost wish the game was quicker. So I don't know what to do with that. I don't think it's a huge critique. I think it's just something to keep in mind, that the game does feel a little bit repetitive, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
If it was shorter, how would that affect the game?
I think it would be one of those things where I feel like I could do what I wanted to. I could put my little puzzle together and my little tiles along with everybody else, and then we'd be done. And then we could move on to the next thing instead of feeling like we're just doing the same thing over and over and over again. It's okay. I mean, it's not a huge critique. Like, I think that for some people, they're not going to mind that at all. If you really like tile laying games, then you're going to enjoy this a lot. Because I think it has a nice little spin on the whole tile laying concept. But for me, it's just one of those things where I wish it would, because of the similarity of each turn, I wish it was a little bit quicker. But that's okay. Not a big deal. With all that said, Faith, let's move into our grading and final thoughts. Does Donut Shop get 2 thumbs down, 1 thumb down, sideways thumbs, 1 thumb up, or 2 thumbs up?
2 thumbs up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
It is a great game.
Yeah? You really have a lot of fun with it?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really cool, baby. I think for me, I give it 1 thumb up. I enjoy the game. I like the tile laying aspect. I like the boxing, which affects the board. For me, it does feel a little bit repetitive. And I thought at first, when we first played this game at 2 players, which is me and Faith, I thought, okay, maybe it's just the 2 player aspect that makes it feel that way. But even at 4 players, I still was like, eh, I mean, I like this, but it also feels like we're doing the same thing over and over again. So that downgrades it just a little bit for me, but I still give it 1 thumb up. And again, if you really like tile laying, I would suggest that you give this one a try. Or if you just like donuts, give it a try. Because Faith loves donuts, right, Faith?
Yes, but I'm trying to lay off sugar.
That's very good. I'm sorry to provide you with temptation.
It's fine.
All right. Well, I hope that we have tempted all of you to check out more of our episodes. And we thank you so much for listening. If you have feedback or want to give us your thoughts on the game, we would love to hear from you. Links to our socials are in the description. If you don't like socials, I get it. Check out our website at thegametotalpodcast.com. shoot us an email at thegametablepodcast@gmail.com, or find us on BoardGameGeek. All of those links are in the description. 5-star reviews, subscribing in your podcast player of choice, following us on socials, and joining the conversation on Discord. All of these heroic actions are immensely helpful in growing this podcast. Special thanks to Angie Santiago for our cover art, to Anna Snyder who made the intro and outro music, and to Alexi Chistelin for the How to Play background music. Join us next week as we sit down at the feature table.
In the meantime, may your dice rolls and card draws be blessed, and your experiences at the table be ones to remember forever.